Welcome back to 2009, everybody.
You are.
And in the game as well.
Oh.
Look at you. Look at you still in your 30s or your youth. All right. So,
for another week or two.
Last time, Gwen, Nathan, Sam, and Hector all made their way to Camp Beyond, a camp in the shadow of Mount Shasta in Northern California. Oh. You were welcomed by Marla Oak, the camp director, who blew on a conch horn and announced that cabins would be no longer separated by gender. They'd all be mixed up.
Mm-hmm.
You all were assigned a cabin, cabin number 7, right on the edge of camp.
The luckiest cabin.
That's right. So, you all made your way to your cabins where you met the counselor that's assigned to your cabin, Mark Lamott, a himbo if I've ever seen one. He's got 6-pack abs, a 6-pack beer, a guitar, and a puka bracelet, and one smitten admirer.
Who will kill him?
He has multiple smitten admirers.
Yeah. That's true.
So, while your counselor flirted with all the other counselors, he eventually took you all into the woods for what he called survival skills, having Hector hold a janky compass and giving a sketch pad to Gwen to be the cartographer. He disappeared from the woods and left you all on your own. Your compass was spinning in all every which direction, and you found your way to where that spinning was most prevalent, a door in the woods. You were able to pick open the lock with Hector's Leatherman, and on the other side you found yourself. Weird versions of yourself that were 3 seconds behind you. You pushed stitches through the door and received a liquid stitches in return. And then decided, yeah, maybe we should just give them back. So you put the other stitches back into the door, got your stitches back, and headed back to camp where you found your counselor noodling on his guitar playing the douchiest song possible, Your Body is a Wonderland by John Mayer. You all were given some ice cream from the cook, Pinto, who warned you to stay out of the woods.
But we're at a camp, you know.
Yeah. You all asked if she'd seen anything from DARPA, and she told you that the whole camp was government property. If you say anything from DARPA, you should turn around and run.
That's what we'll do and have the most boring RPG sessions.
The rest we do in this session is just make crafts.
Yeah.
Just shitty, like, macaroni art. Make up poetry and songs.
Play some tetherball.
All right, so we're going to start this session I've drawn a map here of the camp.
Ooh.
That includes all of the truths that we've so far determined about the camp. Oh, I forgot to draw a little bear in the woods. There have been bear sightings.
Yeah.
You mean like this bear?
So scary.
Yeah, like that bear. So, the camp has no electricity anywhere except the kitchen. There have been bear sightings. The front gate is locked. It has some weird buildings in the back that seem to predate Western civilization.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It has an archery area and a pond that is named Mirror Lake. So, to start the session, what I'd like you to do is each of you to add something to this map.
Interesting. All right.
And so here's the map. Here's the pen. You can add anything you'd like.
This is rough. I'm trying to decide if I want to go spoopy or adorable.
Your choice.
I know.
Anything.
What did you get, Colleen?
A kissing tree.
Nice.
Well played. Mm-hmm.
And it's around the lake from the archery thing, mm-hmm. So like it's not really super visible.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But like anybody who's anybody has their first kiss at the kissing tree. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah.
She's talking to you,
Mark and
Mark.
Gwen.
Uh-huh. Is it marked with a K or a C?
K.
With a K. What kind of a mark with a C? Ugh. Gross.
K for kissing.
Mark Summers? Still there? Come on.
Gross. He's old.
God, how old is he now, I wonder?
I think he's in his 50s. He was on Marc Maron, actually, recently.
Really?
Yeah. Marc Maron is with a C. Also
sounds
not somebody
accurate.
Gwen would be into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, he's 71.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Because they talked about the feud that he had with Burt Reynolds. Where they, yeah. Oh, my God. Look it up. Burt Reynolds and Mark Summers. Look it up. Look it up. It's so good. It's so, so, so good. I didn't know about it either until I heard about it on WTF. And he was like, oh, yeah, there was that feud that you had with Burt Reynolds where, like, Burt Reynolds tried to, like, make jokes about him. And then Mark Summers,
like it.
Pushed it right back.
What'd you add, Chris?
An owl refuge.
Oh, nice.
Where they have, like, we built, like, little artificial things for owls and have cameras on them and stuff. I'm going to go to this camp. Cool.
Yeah. Nothing's cooler than the kissing tree.
You can't just put a giant penis in the lake.
You can do. She can put whatever she wants in the lake. Counterpoint.
Oh my God, what if there was like a penis rock? And like everyone like tried to swim out to it, but they never found it. But like there's always that one kid that's like, I went to Penis Rock. And they're like, it's not there. It's totally there. I was there.
I have rumors of a lake monster.
Nice.
Mm. Also Penis Rock.
Because when I was at camp...
The lake monster is Penis Rock. Spoiler.
True. When I was at Boy Scout camp, there was a jumping rock that you could canoe to.
Mm-hmm.
But the kids weren't supposed to know about it because it was dangerous.
Yeah.
And so we as staff would go out there, like, oh my God, we had so much fun. And the kids would be like, oh, where were you? Oh, the jumping... And they're like, the jumping rock? We're like, there's no jumping rock.
There is
and
no
they're
jumping
like,
rock.
Where is it? Where is it? And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Well, what even is a rock? Who could say?
I have so many more things I want to add now.
Next time.
And what did you add?
Swim float. One of those floating platforms and lake.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's a good one.
All right. So, about 4 days since you all arrived at camp. And to start with, I'd like to do a scene with each of you about things that you've done so far at camp. And so, we'll start with you, Nathan/Stitches. Of course, you can choose to set the scene or have me set it. But Stitches, I had an idea for a scene for you. You are, running around camp, and you find another camper who has a Game Boy Advance.
Mm. No, I'm a good person.
It's early in the week. You've been here for a couple days. You've managed to avoid taking a shower so far.
Didn't we meet someone last time?
We met a couple people.
A Nintendo.
In a flashback.
Not in the camp.
Yep.
Okay.
I have a DS.
Yeah, he is my DS.
I mean, it's my DS now.
Yeah.
So yeah, you see a kid sitting there with like a little clamshell Nintendo Game Boy Advance. He is sitting under a tree away from everybody else.
Okay, so I look around for counselors and I run over there.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, we have to hide. Hide behind the tree. If they see that, they're going to take it from you.
What? I have my Game Boy.
They're going to take your Game Boy. They took my Nintendo.
And he runs behind the tree with you. He looks around and he says, who's they? What are they going to do with my Game Boy?
Anyone over 12 can't trust any of them. They take all your good stuff.
I'm 15.
And I don't trust. Well, no, I trust.
I'm playing Earthworm Jim. It's like the SNES game, but for the Game Boy.
Trying to separate from reality. Not talk about the person who made.
Oh yeah, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
That's a great game. You know who's in that game? You know who's in that game?
Yeah, a worm. And
Evil
a
the cat. That's his whole name. Evil the cat. I love that cat.
Aren't all cats evil?
Probably. How far are you?
I still can't get past the second level. My sister makes fun of me for it.
It's a hard game. I get it. It's a hard game.
Anyway, what's your name?
I'm Nathan. That's what they call me.
Is that your name or is that what they call you?
That's my name. So that's why they call me that.
Well, my name is Mortimer, and that's what they call me.
Mortimer. Do you have a sister?
Yeah, my twin.
That's right. You just
we're fraternal.
I think I know your sister. She's a lot.
Yeah, she got her tits, and then she became real horny about everything. It's gross. I hate it.
I get that. Yeah. No, but she's okay. She once got me a lot of attention at school for a cool stunt that I did, because I do stunts. That's what I do.
What kind of stunt did you do?
In this case, I was putting Tabasco sauce in my eye. Jesus.
There's so much wrong with that. Weren't you worried about getting an infection?
They got things to fix that.
The capuchin oils could have a chance of permanently blinding you.
Not me. It's fine. I've done it before. I could show you. I have Tabasco sauce in my room. Right
I don't think you're a good influence on me. I don't think we should be friends.
But I know how to be level 2.
Go on. I will play that scene there. Who else wants to do a scene?
He's just named after Mortimer. He's not the real Mortimer.
I know. But he does take after his uncle somewhat.
Okay.
He got away with saying ass last session. It's been a big week for him.
Yeah.
I bet. I mean, I can go next.
Yeah.
I think I'm just going to make it real clear that I'm into Mark and any other girl that is into Mark better change your mind.
Okay. So, you are standing on one of the fields looking across, and you see Mark talking with Jane, mm-hmm. that red-headed trollop. Mm-hmm. How dare she?
And she's a counselor, right?
Yes.
And I'm just standing there with my hands on my hips, staring, like, just trying to, like, kill her with a look.
Mm-hmm.
And, she's not really paying attention to me.
Not even the slightest.
So I'm gonna move a little closer, and I'm gonna go,
She turns around, and she says, "Oh, hey, kid, what's up?
Don't you think you're a little old for him?"
For who?
Don't try and distract me. I know you're into him. Leave him alone or else.
Hey, you're in cabin 7, right?
What's it to you?
Alright, so I'm gonna need specifics. Who's him?
Just leave him alone and then I'm gonna storm off.
Alright, as you storm off, you bump into Mark.
Right into his abs.
Yeah.
Hi. Hi.
That's a lot of hellos.
How are you?
Were you talking to Jane?
Oh, that'll go? No.
Poor
Jane.
I don't know. I think she's pretty hot.
Oh. Appropriate response from a 12-year-old.
And then she runs away.
Nice. That's beautiful.
I think she's going to run to the cabin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, like, hide under the bunk beds. Mm-hmm. And just cry.
Hector, what about you? Do you have a scene that you would like to do?
on with her just having run back to the camp, if you want.
Sure. So you're in cabin 7?
Yeah.
You're sitting in your bunk, or...
Mm-hmm.
And you sit in your bunk, you hear the door open and slam shut, and you hear the unmistakable sound of somebody scurrying under one of the narrow bunk beds, and you look down and you see the bottom bunk across from you, like, the bed is, like, pushed up because it is not big enough for her to be under there.
Gwen? What? What's wrong? I'm gonna get down, I'm gonna lie on the floor and look under the bunk at you with my arms crossed. Gwen? What the fuck are you doing?
He doesn't love me. He loves that uggo.
Of course Mark doesn't love you.
Why? Why?
Because you're like 5 years younger than him, at least. But do you love a 7-year-old? No.
But
would you love a 7-year-old?
No.
Exactly.
But, like, when he's 25 and I'm 20,
then
that's
maybe
gonna be hot.
Then, when you're 20 and he's 25, he's probably going to love you. Obviously, you're super lovable. But you're 12 and he's 17, and that would be gross.
I'm 13.
What? You didn't invite me to your birthday? Gwen! What the fuck?
Don't yell at me! I'm already heartbroken! My heart is smashed in a million pieces!
What did you even do for your birthday?
Stop changing the subject!
Look, I already told you it would be super gross if Mark wanted you, because then he would be a pedo. You don't want to date pedos. It's better that he doesn't like you right now. When you're 20 and he's 25, he'd probably be super into you, because then you'll be appropriate.
So I'll be like way hotter and... And I could do so much better than him.
Yeah, yeah. And then you're gonna, like, show up at some club where he's at and be like, whatever.
And I'll flash my big titties. And he'll be so jealous.
Yep, yep.
Because he didn't get this when he could have.
Again, if he could have, he'd be a pedo. And what do we not want? Pedophiles. We don't date pedophiles.
I like just how well adjusted Hector is.
I like how not well adjusted Gwen is.
It makes sense, though, because I've had to take care of my sister, who's also 12 years old and probably boy crazy. Now get out from under there, or I'm going to sit on this bunk, and you're going to get completely squished.
Don't sit on me. I'll get out.
Okay, now, do you want to go dig up some worms so we can hide them in Jane's bed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sam.
I'm staying away from this. I want to head to the mess tent building thing during like a little bit of when it's not actually meal time.
Yeah,
maybe early in the morning before breakfast, or after breakfast, before lunch. I'm trying to find Pinto.
Yeah, you hear some like somebody singing some musical numbers in the kitchen as you make your way back to the door. You see Pinto standing there with a bandana on, huge stock pot, chopping up vegetables very expertly.
Hey, Pinto!
Oh, hey, Sam?
Yep, that's me, Sam.
Did you come here for a cookie?
No. Some of my friends in the cabin were wanting some fruit punch. I was wondering if we could have a couple of little cups. I could have a couple of cups to bring back.
Well, I'm not supposed to give you those to lunch.
Oh, I know, but you know how they are with their fruit punch. I said I would come and ask, but if it's not allowed, I guess that's okay. But, you know, they're really having trouble adjusting to being at camp instead of being at home.
I can smell the bullshit, but I don't care. Yeah, you can have some.
Cool.
She gets four cups with lids.
Cool. So, how do you make such good food all the time?
Oh, I went to culinary school.
What, really?
Yeah.
Where at?
Johnson and Wales.
Wow.
Is it too close to home?
My notes for Pinto is basically...
It's Colleen.
Basically
it's
Colleen.
It's Garbanzo.
Garbanzo.
Yeah.
How did you end up at a camp, though? I would think you'd be at, like, some fancy restaurant, like in a hotel or something.
The whole industry's misogynist.
That's accurate.
And I like working with kids.
Oh, okay. I mean, a lot of industries are misogynist. I'm not surprised.
She takes a butcher's knife and, like, slams it on the cutting board next to you. She's like, you don't understand how bad this industry is.
I guess I don't. But how'd you end up at this camp?
Found a job opening, knew a friend of a friend who sent me out this way. I just left a pretty shitty kitchen and I needed something to do and I didn't want to keep living at my parents' house in upstate New York.
Cool.
I thought about going to Seattle, but for some reason I just steered towards Shasta here.
Too bad. Here, Seattle's eight.
Toys.
West Coast is the best coast.
It's true. At least you're on the best half of the country. That's cool. I mean, I don't know what I expected when I came to camp, but I expected way worse food, that's for sure. So.
Well, thank you, Sam.
And I've had some good food in hotel restaurants.
That's really good. Sad, Sam.
It's a good hotel.
You want a sandwich?
No. I just came for these Kool-Aids, fruit punches.
Everyone else is out playing with their friends. Why are you here, Sam?
to get this fruit punch for my cabin. Don't worry, I won't tell anybody.
Okay, Sam. Well, you ever want a cookie or a sandwich? You just come on right over here, and we'll hook you up.
Thanks, I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Keep up the good work. Don't let the man get you down.
Thanks, Sam.
Smuggle out some fruit punch. Now, let's try to sneak it back to the cabin.
Cool. Yeah, let's go ahead and... Why don't you roll me for...
Let me
call this a 6 difficulty.
Sounds like a charm.
Oh, really?
You did charm the juice out of her.
Yeah.
Gross.
If you know what
I tell you what.
We don't date.
So charm would be like sort of talking your way out of anybody that might stop you with your fruit punch.
Sure.
I'm going to say it's a slightly higher difficulty because, you know, it's easier to not be seen than it is to talk your way out of being
caught.
I'm going to say it's an 8 for charm.
I'll take that.
Okay.
Heading through camp. Mm-hmm. Hey, how's it going? Hey, what's up? Stuff like that. Thing people say to each other when they're cool. Ooh, a 3. Right on schedule.
You're kind of like nodding to all the kids, and you bump into Mark.
Oh, right into his abs.
Yeah.
With your cups.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Hey, Mark, what's up?
What's in the cups?
Fruit punch.
I know you're not supposed to have that before noon.
Oh, we had some for breakfast. This is just leftovers.
I don't think they had any fruit punch for breakfast. It's all, like, juice and milk. Which, granted, not much better, but save the sugar for after lunch, kid.
What are we doing today, Mark? Anything?
He starts grabbing the punches off.
I try to grab them back? Is he...
he takes two of them. He says, tell you what, this seems fair. And he's like, have a good day.
Thieving bastard.
And he walks over, straight over to Jane, and he hands her
Oh, snap!
And he's just like, hey, babe, got you a punch.
Oh.
Gwen comes out of the
trailer. I just imagine like Gwen is standing like 30 yards away, just staring.
You just hear this.
Alright, so what do you do with your two fruit punches?
I'll make my way back to the cabin anyway. I don't know what kind of scene I'm walking into here, but I'll be like, hey, Gwen and
Hector.
I picked up some fruit punches for you guys at the commissary.
Thank you. I'm really dehydrated after all that crying.
Why? What happened?
I don't want to be...
Oh, you don't want to talk about it? That's fine.
Beautiful.
I just drank my fruit punch.
I didn't want to
I get the good, like, fruit punch mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, mustache.
Yeah.
Your fruit punch lipstick.
I walk in. Oh, cool punch!
Don't you fucking dare. It's my punch.
It's our thing. We love fruit punch. You can't have any.
I met your brother.
Which one?
You have a brother?
Which one?
The one at the camp?
Oh, Morty?
Yeah.
What a nerd.
Yeah, he's kind of nerdy.
Did he talk about his Nintendo?
No. He talked about camp.
That's surprising. I thought he could only talk about Nintendo. That's why I totally ditch him all the time.
I haven't seen you with him at all.
Who are you talking to?
You.
Yeah, that's why I ditch him all the time.
I can't believe Mortimer didn't invite me to his birthday party.
It's the same
Jesus.
Day as yours.
Neither one of you.
I don't even remember what I did for my birthday.
Let's flash back your birthday party.
Chuck E. Cheese.
If you can start a fire. I'm
going to imagine that, like, nobody shows up. And then I'm like, oh, no. We didn't invite Hector. Because I know Hector would have come.
It's just there's like a bunch of pieces on the table, and it's you, Mortimer,
and
your
siblings.
Seven siblings.
Yeah. Just running around being fucking idiots. And then I'm just like, I don't have any friends. I invited Stacy and Mary and Susan and Julia, and they all stood me up. Bah.
I don't know some of those people, Gwenny.
Your mom's just like, what about Hector?
Oh, dip.
Cut to the present.
I forgot Hector. He's going to be so angry.
Morty's just like, I didn't forget. I just didn't want him there.
You're an asshole. Why wouldn't you want Hector? Don't yell at me, it's my birthday! Ugh. And then she runs underneath the little cheese thing and has the animatronic things on top and hides in there until her dad, like, moves away or, like, coaxes her out with some fruit punch.
Oh, don't be sad, it's not much of a birthday. Can't I have one birthday that doesn't end with me having to fix one of these animatronic rats?
No.
We got some free passes because you know how to fix those.
Every time
we're really setting up a Five Nights at Freddy's here.
Every time one of the animatronics starts to get a little slowed down, you mysteriously get tickets to Chuck E. Cheese in the mail. Because they know someone will break something.
You tell all your kids, you're like, okay, kids, remember... Just stretch out the blue wire. Don't break it. Just stretch it.
Now, Five Nights at Freddy's does sound like the DARPA Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
It right? does.
All right. So, back in the present. It's been a few days since the Mark incident. How is Gwen taking it?
I mean, she's taking it as well as can be expected. I think that she is trying to keep it to herself, but she's just not real great at that. So whenever Mark is around, she's like, "Hi, Mark." And, like, almost cries, but then, like, kind of keeps it to herself and is trying to distract herself. So she's been, she's been braiding a headband to go over her head so that the spiders won't crawl in at night.
Nice.
Hector has made you a bracelet with WDDP, We Don't Date Pedophiles.
Thanks, buddy.
WDDP.
would do what?
We don't date pedophiles.
Alright, so...
good advice, I guess.
Alright, so it is the 10th of June, and when you are sitting forlornly under the kissing tree...
How would you go to the kissing tree by yourself? There's a separate tree for that.
Weaving your head net for your spiders.
Uh-huh.
When you hear a voice behind you say, "Hey, Bright Eyes."
Who is that?
You see a feller can't... A feller. A feller. He is a feller. a fellow camper come walking up. He's got... he's kind of pale. He's got kind of like dark black hair. His name's Edmund. Seen you around.
Hi, Edmund. What cabin are you in?
He says, "I'm in cabin 11.
Cabin 11? Who else is in that cabin with you?
Yeah, Edmund, quick.
Name them all.
Who's your counselor, too, while we're here?
That's not the one that Morty is in, right?
Yeah, it's Morty, Yakov, and and Stephanie.
Huh. Cool. Well, Morty's my brother. We're nothing alike.
Okay. I couldn't help but see you sitting here under this blooming tree, and you just looked so sad. I thought I had to come by and see what was troubling you.
Oh. Well, that's so sweet of you. I was just sad, thinking about how homesick I was. Will you come and keep me company?
Of course. He sits down on the ground next to him. He says, "Tell me about your home.
Well,
and why you miss it so much?"
I have like a ton of siblings, and they're all awful. And my parents are total dorks, and I'm really the only, like, acceptable person in my whole family. But it really, I do miss them. Like, they're sweet people, and my mom is, like, a really good cook. And, I mean, pinto is fine, but, like, it's not my mom's food. And I don't know, like, I miss, like, riding bikes with my friends and, like... going to the pool and, like, I don't know. I like camp and everything, but it's just, like, not home.
Is this your first year at Camp Beyond?
It's not, right?
No, remember you run this camp with Hector.
No. I mean, my friend Hector and I have been coming here for, like, ever.
Really? I've been coming here forever, too, and, like, I just never noticed you before.
You haven't? I mean, whose cabin were you in last year?
He says, "I was in Boys Cabin 4 last year."
Boys Cabin 4. I was in Girls Cabin 7, so I guess we were on the other side of the camp from each other. Weird. I feel like I would have noticed you. Such a cute boy.
Well, I feel like I would have noticed those beautiful eyes from anywhere. I know I just met you, but... And maybe we've met before in a previous life or previous year at camp, but you just have the most beautiful soul.
I have to stop for a second because Colleen wants to vomit.
We all do, sweetie.
We all know. We
okay.
WDDP.
But like, I do think that Gwen is like totally like just eating all of this
so
up,
into it.
And is just like so in love with this guy, and like
what's
Edmund,
his name again?
Like she,
Edmund.
She's like. Changing all of her like little note, like she's like in her head scratching out all the Mark and Gwen things and putting in Edmund and like coming up with, like, dreamy montages where they're, like, running to each other across a field.
The flowers.
And then, oh, I got it. So the next thing she's going to say is, so do you know what this tree is?
Is that a birch?
It is, but it's, I'm surprised you don't know, like, being here so many years. They call this the kissing tree? Have you ever heard that?
I haven't. That's really cool.
So, the legend goes that if you kiss your one true love under this tree, that you'll stay together forever. Do you want to try it?
I'd like to water balloon them.
Well, I mean, that might be a bit quick for us courting, but how about we hold hands first?
Fine.
There's a hand-holding shrub not too far on that.
He extends a hand.
She takes his hand and puts it on her boob.
He's like, oh, oh.
Oh, was that too much?
Kissing was too much. Second base, perfectly okay.
I've never been so intimate before.
Oh, baby, stick with me.
Meanwhile, three of you.
Sorry. I apologize to the group for that.
No.
That was very Gwen.
Also, all the horrible, cringy stuff was from that person, not you.
Meanwhile, three of you.
Yes, what are we doing?
Archery.
Yes.
And Mark's like, so Sam, your job is to make sure that this little guy doesn't touch any more arrows.
I'll do the best I can. As Nathan's got arrows, he's like trying to stick in his eye.
Yeah, trying to sword swallow arrows.
Oh, wait, Hector.
What's up?
CIT. Make sure he doesn't touch any more arrows.
That's CIT.
Counselor
training.
Ah, yeah, I forgot. Sarah forgot. Hector would have known. Yeah.
It's a very important lesson to learn. Now I gotta go talk to a lady about me sticking my tongue down her throat.
Oh, is that, Jane? How's that going?
When you're older, I'll tell you.
Oh, sounds like it's going good.
Ah, fuck it.
Yeah!
It's just us guys here.
Yeah. Nice. Good luck, Mark.
Yeah.
All right. So, I'm basically yelling at the other people with bows that, like, bet you can't hit me, and I'm trying to run down the pitch to be over by the target.
Oh my god.
If
no!
If anybody shoots an arrow at another human, they are leaving camp.
I can catch it.
Stitches, get your ass back here now.
Fine.
Hello. You are campers from Cabin 7, yes.
Oreo.
Yes.
Name is Yakov.
Yeah, we know.
Forward is.
Could have told you.
He's
that.
In Cabin 11 with Edmund, right?
He says, Yakov, Cabin 11. He says, I am here from Eastern Europe.
That's the most specific you're going to give us, Eastern Europe?
Which country?
It's the most specific I could give you with this accent.
You're talking 12-ish, 13-ish?
Like 14.
How long have you been in the country, Yakov?
He says, I have been here, I feel like, my whole life. Quite some time.
Yes, but how long have you really been here, though?
Oh, why?
How many jokes do you get constantly about masturbating?
Why would I get the jokes about masturbation?
Yakov.
Yakov sounds like the phrase.
I get lots of Yakov Smirnov jokes.
No. In Soviet Russia, you jerk yourself off. Wait.
But I have not heard this Yakov joke that, oh, I get it now, like Jackoff.
Yeah.
Yes, that is quite clever. I've never heard that before.
You've never heard that
before? Are you lying
before?
To us?
Yes, of course I'm lying to you. I get the Yakov jokes all the time. I was just hoping it wouldn't be a thing this year.
We were just checking. We were making the joke.
Your name is Hector, yes. I got
you.
Yes. Your name is Hector,
Hector.
Yes. No.
Counselor in training, that's me, yep.
You were here last year, yes.
Yep.
I thought I saw you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You are in cabin with crazy boy woman, right?
Boy Crazy Gwen, yeah. Don't tell her that to her face. She gets very angry. And when she gets angry, she gets very loud.
I am in cabin with my brother, Mortimer.
Oh.
He is smelly guy. He does not... She does not shower.
Oh. Yeah, Mortimer's a weird dude.
Oh, I wonder what it's like to be in a cabin with somebody who doesn't shower. That must suck.
Stitches, drop it. Drop it.
Come, Stitches. He says, anyway, I just came to let you know your friend in big trouble.
Which friend?
The one over there with getting felt up by Edmund.
What?
Gwen. Everyone looks over just as she's shaking his hand.
What the hell's going on over there?
Looks like she's filling him up with her boo.
Who is this Edmund guy?
Yeah, who's Edmund?
He is cabin mate. We had same cabin last year and the year before and the year before that.
Okay. What's the dirt on this dude?
Every year he picks some young woman and goes through a whole routine about how he's never been in love before.
Hmm. Okay.
And
wait, this could be good for Gwen. What does he do at the end?
He breaks their heart. He drains them.
Okay. Maybe less good.
Blah.
Alright, cool. Alright. So now, look, we all live in the same cabin. We're gonna be with Gwen for the rest of the summer. Do you want to be in a cabin with a heartbroken Gwen? Have you seen her around Mark for the last couple of weeks?
I mean, what's the other option?
The other option is... we gotta disappear this Edmund guy.
We kill him.
Edmund is vampire. Emotional vampire.
Oh, I thought real for a second.
It could be two,
I mean,
it could be two things.
Not?
Yeah, but she's
he's older than he looks.
How old is he?
Well, I do not know. He says things all the time that sound crazy to me.
Does he know who Yakov Smirnoff is?
Yes, he makes Yakov Smirnoff joke many times at Yakov here.
I feel like...
definitely a pedophile.
I feel like he wouldn't know.
Okay, alright.
But, like, while they're dating, maybe if they're happy, the girls are happy while they're dating? Like, until the end, in which case...
Yeah, how long does this process take?
Problem, which I don't care about.
He says, all summer.
Oh, okay. She said, we're happy all summer.
Yeah, that's a positive.
We're such great friends.
We're such great
friends. I mean, Gwen is a nightmare.
Gwen is a lot.
Gwen's got to learn sometime.
He break hearts. He use them. You know my meaning.
Gwen could use a good use.
Gwen definitely has borderline personality
disorder. Oh, you can't diagnose a 12-year-old because they all have borderline personality.
Fair.
He does, as Americans say, he hump them and then dump them.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he's over 16.
Yes. He'd been coming to camp, he said, for several years when I started coming to camp 5 years ago.
What?
Okay. Guys, I think we need
back before the camp got bought out and got new name. Terrible accents.
Alright. Is there some way for us to verify that he is over 17? Do we have camp records anywhere that we can check?
I mean, the camp probably does. We can bust in there and look.
Well, you know her best of us. What would make her lose interest in a boy?
That's a good question.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe this is just Yakov being kind of a jack-off.
Right, we need to do some more. We need to do some more reconnaissance.
Anyway, Yakov has said his piece. You do with what you will.
Okay.
Why haven't you told Mortimer this? That's her brother.
Yeah.
Like, literally her twin brother.
They look so much alike, too.
I started a conversation with Mortimer. I said, hey, I have concern about sister. And he said, I don't want to talk about my sister, or something like that.
That's a good accent.
That was a good Mortimer.
Knock off Man of Many Voices.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. You familiar with American Horse Mr. Ed?
Someone showing a carrot up your ass right now?
Oh, before you leave, is there anyone else here at the camp that he did this to last year or the year before? Are there any of the victims still here?
Nathan, that's a surprisingly good question.
That is a surprisingly good question.
That might be a little
question.
Too smart for...
Well, I imagine Nathan just occasionally will be like...
What's your brain?
Four.
Stitches, hey, you know, sometimes you're a complete idiot, but that was actually a really good question.
What was?
There you go.
He says, yes, there was a Kristen, and he points over across the lake to a girl throwing a javelin.
Dang.
She looks angry.
I need a javelin.
She can handle the javelins pretty well.
When do I get to play with javelins?
I think we have to be older.
When you're 20.
And Mark is 25.
I'm not in charge of you anymore. Mark is 25.
You're not in charge of me now. Mark,
I am the counselor in training.
Mark is in
is
charge.
Is Mark around?
Of me.
Is Mark around?
That's
right
why
now?
I like
he's around
Mark.
Somebody.
Well, but if you just tell her that he made out with someone else, she'll not make out. I don't know.
Nope. You don't know when. All if right. It's in the past, it doesn't matter. It only matters if it's happening now.
All right.
Okay.
So what are y'all doing? You gonna go talk to Kristen?
Yeah.
Let's go talk to Kristen.
All right. While you guys do that, we'll check out in with Gwen. Edmund's like, that's so forward. Sorry.
It must have been just a slip of the hand.
It's okay. I liked what I felt.
Oh. So
I could feel your heart beating.
Do you want
like a rabbit in your chest?
Do you think maybe you'd want to meet back here later tonight after dinner?
Yeah, Bright Eyes. I think I'd like that more than anything else in the world.
Wow. Do you feel that? I just feel like this is something really special.
Right? Like, it just feels like fate has brought us together under this tree.
Sorry, that's Colleen.
Yeah! Well, he looks up at the sky and says, I gotta run, but I will see you tonight after dinner.
I can't wait.
And he gets up and he takes your hand and he kisses the back of it.
Oh.
And says, until next time, Bright Eyes.
And I'm going to try and find Travis as soon as I can and just, like, run and be like, Travis!
Travis?
Or not Travis. What's his name?
Nathan.
No, not name. No. Hector.
Hector. Yeah.
I don't know why it was Travis in my head.
So, as you yell out and start running towards, you see them, like, walking over to somebody with a javelin. This other guy comes up. He says, word of advice, stay away from Edmund.
Why?
He's bad news.
Are you a Soviet spy or something?
Why does everyone ask this question? I am Yakov.
Yeah? You Yakov often?
Oh, so clever. You know what? Fine. Whatever. I try.
Weirdo. Try! Hector! And I'm just gonna, like, find Hector and tell him about, like, this person I'm, like, absolutely in love with, and, like, yeah. I've never felt like this before.
Well, we'll get there, so hold that thought. We'll go ahead and pause for this for a second. I need to get some water anyway, so. All right, so, you three are heading over to Kristen at the javelin pit.
Okay. There's no javelin pit on this map. You're going to need that.
Isn't it near the archery thing?
I assume we
all the weapons are probably in one section.
Mm-hmm. Is that, like, a broadsword?
The broadsword barn?
Yeah.
All right, so you're heading over the javelin pit. You see this, like, probably last year eligible for camp, you know, 14-year-old woman, girl, picking up a large javelin. and then just taking, you know, fucking it while screaming.
Excuse me. Are you Kristen?
Who's asking?
My name's Hector. I'm a counselor in training. I've heard some concerning things.
Is that a thing, counselor in training?
I mean, that's what they told me I am. I'm supposed to be a counselor. Pretty sure it's the only reason that I'm here, as some sort of, like, fake scholarship thing, so that we don't have to feel guilty about not being able to pay for it. But that being
aside...
That's
way more than I wanted to know.
I was going to say the same thing.
So...
Aren't you the hotel kid?
Yeah.
I forget, what was your...
He's running
the McMaster Hall.
No, what was your shame that you had?
I forget.
She's like, yeah, aren't you... Doesn't your family run drugs or something?
That's an exaggeration. I don't think he runs drugs. He just goes to Belize a lot.
Okay.
For hotel reasons, I'm sure.
Anyway, why are you talking to me?
So we've heard some concerning things about a camper, and we were hoping to potentially see if we could verify any of those rumors. We've heard that there's been some
talking like the police right now. Are you the police?
I'm a counselor in training.
Hey, can I hold that there?
Do not let him do anything. This is Stitches. I don't know if you've heard about him. He lost all of his baby teeth doing something stupid, and he has only one more set of teeth,
I'm
fucker.
Not going to bite it.
I
just want to hold it.
Oh, yeah, I saw it on YouTube.
Isn't that cool?
No.
Anyway, some people said that this Edmund dude is a bad guy, and he's fucking around with my best friend, and I want to know.
Edmund.
Yeah. Stay away from him.
Okay.
He's not a good guy.
Okay.
At this point, you hear Hector, Hector. Yeah. Look, I don't really want to talk about Evan. Just stay with that, all right?
Okay. But he is talking to my best friend right now. What should I tell her to keep her away from him? Are you okay with talking to her?
You come running out.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Did you see that guy I was trying to do? He was so cute.
I saw him putting his hand on your boob.
That was just an accident.
You put his hand on your boob.
I mean, whatever. We're in love. Cool. We're going to meet tonight, and I think he's going to kiss me.
So this is Kristen. Kristen, this is my best friend, Gwen, who is a little boy crazy and very vulnerable.
Hey. So, we're going to meet tonight by the kissing tree.
What's this guy's name again?
His name is Edmund.
Okay.
Edmund. He's bad news. I'd stay away from him. He's left a... He's hurt a lot of people, all right?
What do you know about him?
So
she's just like, you know, I said my piece. And she picks up a javelin.
A lot of people saying
it. Sticks it into the ground. And she just says, do what you want.
No, but
thanks
I mean...
Thanks for trying, Kristen. I'm just going to grab Gwen and walk her away from...
What did she mean? What did she mean by that?
So, we have heard that Edmund is a lot older than he looks, and that he has been systematically preying on girls. I'm trying to look into it and find out. Kristen was the first person that we talked to about it to try and find out more information, because,
she
again...
She made out with him, too.
We don't date pedophiles.
But...
If only he had a bracelet that reinforced that.
But he said he's never... been with a girl before. And
yeah, but we have at least two people who say that he's dated multiple people before this, so...
Are you sure
saying,
it's not another Edmund?
How many people named Edmund are there in 2009 at this fucking camp, Gwen? Come on!
Well, I'm an Edmund. I'm an Edmund, too!
Well, I...
We're gonna go talk to Marla Oak and see how long he's been around...
Okay.
It's not the weekend. She's not here.
Oh.
Okay.
Maybe we can break in.
But.
Let's break into the office.
We could definitely break into the
office. I'm totally okay with breaking into the office.
But what if they don't have records that have our birth dates on them?
What's that?
What if they don't have any records that have, like, our birthdays on them?
Well, don't they have to? Because you can't be at camp past a certain, like, age.
Yeah. I don't understand. Like,
I remember having to fill out my birthday on my paperwork.
Yeah.
You wouldn't fill out your own paperwork.
You know what?
Your parents would.
You know what? I bet the nurse's office
Right, because of all the like drugs records. And stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think you can trust the nurse.
No, we're breaking into the nurse's office. I just feel better about breaking into the nurse's office than into Miss Hope's office.
No, I mean, me too.
Grab a spear.
I grab a spear already.
Do you take a javelin?
Yeah.
The nurse hates you, and you hate her, so we have a built-in distraction right there.
All right, so you're not allowed to take javelins out of the javelin pit. Oh. Are you going to try to sneak it out and
put it down your pants? I'll never notice.
All right, I'm not going to try and like steal a javelin out of the javelin.
Dude, we could probably hunt cows with this thing.
I'm going to try and hide the javelin, though.
Okay. What skill are you going to use for that?
Ooh, that's a good question. Brains, I guess? Because I'm trying to like find a sneaky spot to put it?
Okay. I'll say this is a difficulty 7.
Okay. This is going to work, but...
Try.
Oh, big one! Ooh. Worst I could do. All right, we're going to move these dice into a different dice pit.
All right,
I'm going to roll in here.
Put it in the lake, and then someone jumps onto the javelin. Hey, now we have a great distraction for the nurse.
That's okay. I get 2 adversity points.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget, if you fail a roll, you get adversity points. That's right.
2 for that. Cool.
You failed one earlier, too. Don't forget that.
Yeah.
All right, so... y'all are heading to the nurse's office?
I think we should wait till, like, a meal or something. Maybe she's not going to be there.
Maybe at night. She's got to go
home. I just assumed you'd pick a fight with her, because that's what you do anytime she's around.
Well, I guess, so should someone be distracting her, and then other people break in?
I could get her.
The nurse office and the director's office are in the same building behind the mess hall.
Uh-huh.
But if I get her, I'll probably have to be in the office.
Yes.
So way to get in.
Also, you know who's pretty smart and has been around a while?
Kristen.
That Pinto chick.
Oh.
We could check in with her, too, and see if she knows anything about Edmund.
Think she may out with him, too?
No, I'm just thinking girls who get dumped or horribly used need a lot of cookies. Who supplies cookies?
I feel like Pinto would be totally grossed out by my Edmund. I want to throw up all over.
But she'd have the dirt.
That's true. She's been here a while, she said.
Let's go talk to Pinto, and then we'll break into the nurse's office. How about that?
Right,
okay,
cool.
And then we'll figure out once and for all that he's actually a good guy, and that it's probably some other guy that you guys are talking about or thinking about.
If we find out
sure,
that he...
Yeah, sure, whatever. We can look and see if there's more than one Edmund at the...
Yeah. I mean, there probably is. I mean, what are the chances?
How many people have you met named Edmund in 2009?
I mean, like, 10.
Edward, I would believe?
No, Edmund.
But not
Edmund. You're
going
to meet a lot more Edwards coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Jacobs.
You guys very quickly romp towards the nurse, the administration building is what they call it.
Oh, I thought we were going to talk to Pinto first.
Yeah, I think.
Oh, Pinto?
Yeah.
Right, the mess hall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or the smells of
delicious
lunch have faded, and smells of dinner are starting to appear.
Hey, Pinto.
Hey. Need a cookie?
No, but I have related questions.
I do.
She slides you a freshly baked chocolate chip cookie.
Thank you.
So there's this guy that Gwen's into, but I've heard some really concerning things about, and I figured you've been around a while. You probably
What's
also...
What's that mean? Do I look old?
I mean,
no.
Yeah. I'm
not
14.
Old.
You look a lot older than me. Like, a lot.
Not,
you're probably, like, 22
like
or
grandma.
Something.
She squints her eyes and says, go on.
You are, like, 22, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I am 22. Definitely not 26, yeah.
Big deal.
Yeah, super old. Okay. So, there's this dude into Gwen. We've heard rumors that he's actually a pedo and has been around and, like, completely ruins the girls that he's with and breaks their hearts and all that. And I figure you probably hear all about the heartbreak in this camp.
Which counselor is it?
It's not a counselor.
You said
a
pedo.
Named Edmund.
Yeah, maybe he's not a pedo-pedo. Maybe he's just older. Maybe he's just been here for a while, and this is his M.O., where he comes in, and, you know...
He's supposedly been coming to this camp for at least 5-plus years.
I've only been here for 3.
Kids exaggerate. But he's been here at least those 3 years, so we've heard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this Edmund guy, and we kind of describe him.
Oh, the goth kid, yeah.
Yeah, he's got his hand on someone's boob all the time.
Yeah. Who's boo?
I mean, he's been here the 3 years I've been here.
How old
what have you heard about him dating girls and breaking their hearts?
Don't get the gossip. I just hand out cookies.
But he's been here for 3 years? How long have we been here?
That's a good question.
You guys have been here that long. You guys, I'd say it's probably your guys' third year.
Okay,
why
so
haven't
he's
we
not
ever
necessarily...
noticed this dude before?
I know, right? That is weird.
We run this place. Like, we knew everybody. How do we not know Edmund?
It's
maybe
weird.
He had a glow-up, and he was just, like, too ugly for you guys to care about before.
It's a good idea. But also, I mean, we even know what the ugly kids look like, so that doesn't totally make sense.
Right, so we can stay away from them.
Yeah, like, remember that kid who had all the, like, boogers that he'd eat, and then, like, anyway,
that guy was
point
super
is,
gross. Booger Larry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Booger Larry. Point is, we know every kid, and we don't remember this kid who's been around for, like, multiple years.
Because it's like, well, he was a blonde last year.
Blonde named Edmund.
And he changed
was
his
was Larry a blonde?
No, Larry was a redhead, remember? That was part of why
maybe,
he was so gross.
Maybe that Larry and Edmund are the same person. And he, like, changed over, like, the school year.
Maybe he went by, like, Eddie or Edward.
Or E-Dog.
Yeah. Or a middle name.
I really don't remember.
He might have been, like, Scooter.
Yakov described him as a vampire. I'm just starting to believe he's an actual vampire and he erases our memories.
I think we need to break into the nurse's
office.
Don't talk
in front
of Pinto.
Pinto won't tell on us. She's
okay.
Super cool.
She don't care about anything.
We're going to break into
well,
the
she
nurse's
cares
office.
About food safety. She certainly cares about that. Right, Pinto?
Yeah. That's my passion.
You don't want those
hey,
call forms.
Never go to a buffet. You don't know how often they're changing that shit out. Also, I didn't say shit. Also, here's a cookie.
Thank you.
Thanks, Pinto.
Thank you, Pinto.
You're right. Yeah, I'm going with vampire. Like, legitimate, actual vampire. That's my theory.
But there's sunlight.
Well, don't you think that'd be in his medical records?
You read
Let's
Twilight.
Check out his medical records.
I don't know what they put is a vampire in your medical records.
I mean, they should. It's a medical condition.
It is very definitely something, like...
Yes.
Needs regular blood donation.
Sun allergy.
Sickle cell anemia.
Allergic to garlic.
He was outside. He was outside during the day. We saw him.
Yeah.
Cannot pass running water.
Look, after hey, Twilight, everything we know about vampires has been turned on its head. So
when did Twilight come out?
He didn't.
2005.
Okay.
He didn't.
The film, first film, came out last year.
Okay.
He didn't glow.
I hated that.
He didn't glow, but again, we didn't think that vampires could be out in daylight at all. So what if Twilight got something wrong, too? All I'm saying is...
I think
is...
Twilight got a lot wrong, if I'm being honest with you.
I'm really excited to break into the nurse's office, just saying.
Yeah.
So I think it's a night heist. Everyone get your burglary outfits on, and let's plan this shit out.
So there's only one problem with that plan, is that you're supposed to meet Edmund by the kissing tree.
You can't meet Edmund before we figure this out.
I mean,
so we gotta do it during dinner.
Okay.
Because I'm supposed to meet Edmund
I mean,
after
you can.
Dinner.
You can meet him
and I'm gonna meet him one way or the other. I'm either gonna go and suck his face off, or I'm gonna go
is that,
and I'm
is,
gonna
is that
punch
the good
him.
Outcome for him or the bad outcome? Oh.
TBD.
Okay.
Maybe
so
you can meet him by the blue ball boulders.
If we find out there's a second Edmund at the camp, does that mean you're going to suck this Edmund's face off?
If we find out that this is the wonderful, lovely person that I think that he is, I am definitely going to suck his face off, and I might touch his peen. Just saying.
I know how much you want to touch peen.
I 100% want to touch peen.
I appreciate that about you. However...
But not just any peen. Like,
I know, you want your
peen.
One true love peen.
Yeah.
Your perfect peen.
True love peen.
My OTP.
One true peen.
One true peen. The one peen to rule them all.
You know.
Okay. We're just trying to go through the different scenarios. One, we possibly find out that Edmund is a vampire and has been around for 17 years.
Then I'm going to go to the tree and I'm going to stab him in the heart with a stake.
Cool.
Okay,
find out that there's one Edmund who's been here for 3 years and he's been consistently breaking girls' hearts.
We'll call that the realistic
option. I'm going to go to the kissing tree and I'm going to stab him in the heart with a stake.
Okay. We find out there are multiple Edmunds and we don't know what the fuck's happening.
I'm going to go to the kissing tree and I'm going to suck his face off.
Okay, but he could still be the bad Edmund if there are multiple Edmunds.
What are the chances?
However many Edmunds there are, one in that many Edmunds.
Exactly. I'm okay to take my chances.
We could go ask Kristen which Edmund it is if there's multiple Edmunds. Or Yakov, I guess.
Was there another option? Or am I done counting?
Yeah, I think that the last one would be that you find out that Edmund is the one that has been breaking people's hearts.
Don't we already covered
that
option? That
was he's okay. And that there aren't any other Edmunds, and that this is all a big conspiracy.
What if there are no Edmunds in the records?
Ooh, spooky.
I assume he was the vampire.
That's proof he's the vampire. What if Yakov and Kristen just both don't like Edmund and are framing him?
Exactly.
That's what I said. I said that at the beginning.
What's the nurse's name? Did we ever get that?
You've never met her.
Okay.
She has.
I feel like I have.
You've met her. Her name is Moonbird.
Well, Sam is the one that hates the nurse.
Oh, Sam is the one that hates the nurse. I thought it was Gwen.
No, it's me. Moonbird. I wish you could heal you with a fucking crystal.
All right, so you guys head to the nurse's office?
We're going to break into the nurse's office.
All right, so it's a daring dinner. Dinner is served. All the other 40 campers are in the mess hall having dinner. Mm-hmm. The counselors are in there as well, and you all have snuck off.
Mm-hmm.
Mark doesn't seem to have noticed that you're not in there.
Shocking.
And you're heading to the nurse's office.
Mm-hmm.
Do we think the nurse...
You get to the nurse's office.
Is there going to be there?
No, she'll be at dinner. Maybe
dinner.
You smell the familiar smell of the nurse's office before you get there. You, Stitches, don't know what that smell is. Some of you might know it as patchouli.
Oh.
An incense.
Oh, God. This nurse is my Edmund.
So you want to suck her face off?
All right, so you make it, so you're in the little admin building. Uh-huh. You've got nurse's office, and a door for the nurse's office on one side, a door for the director's office on the other.
Mm-hmm. I will take out my tool and try to get the door open. Either jamming the lock or taking it off.
First, let's see if the door is open.
To see if it's empty.
Alright, so
you're sitting in there. We don't want to open the door.
Alright, so what skill are you going to try to use to determine if there's anybody in here?
None. I don't have those kinds of skills.
Why don't you just knock on the door because it's completely plausible that you're hurt again?
That's true. And we'll duck around the corner. And then when she brings him in to her lair of crystals, we can sneak back out and bring him to the other office. Make a lot of noise while you're in there.
I'm also skilled at charm. Yeah, so I think I'm just going to knock.
Okay, roll me that charm first. I'm going to say this is a 6.
I need a dice.
Yeah.
Is it... what dice do I do?
D10.
It looks like you get a D10 and you add 3 to it.
That's a 12. Just as a 10?
Yep,
it is 10.
3, and then I add 3.
So 6 exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you knock on the door, and you hear a sing-song voice say, "Come on in."
Okay. I'm going to open the door. Hi, Nurse Moonbird.
You open the door, and you see a... 50 or 60 something woman with like leathery tan skin, long blonde hair done in like dreads, tied back. The entire office smells like patchouli and incense, and there are, some, in fact, some crystals hanging around. There's one of those, like, Himalayan salt lamps in the corner. And she says, well, hey there, are you injured?
Hi, no, I am a counselor in training. However, I've been placed in front of, or in charge of, and I'm going to pull stitches in. This guy,
Well, hello, Nathan. What'd you do this time?
Continue talking. I should
He consistently thinks that, or he's been claiming that he needs to learn how to do javelin training. I was hoping that you could talk him out of it, or teach me whatever first aid I'm going to need in order to patch this fucker up. I mean, kid up.
She says, "Oh, so you're not injured right now?"
Well, I do need these stitches taken out at some point. They're starting to itch.
Gnarly. That looks infected.
But the wound is sealed, I think. But yeah,
she pokes it, and some like pus comes out. She's like, I'm going to get some hydrochloric acid, or hydrogen peroxide.
There's a difference.
Pour it on me.
Like, no, that's going to burn.
Yeah, it's going to bubble and sting, but you need to get the infection out.
No,
so.
And then I'm going to run. You have to catch me.
She looks at you.
I mean, I can try, but I'm going to need your help.
Just stay here. Nathan!
Basically, she's going to run around the cafeteria. Or, like, the outside of it.
She's just going to, like, go stand out. Like, she just walks past the two of you without even giving you any mind.
Be like, I'm fine!
And then just, like, stands wait. Outside the door, like, just be like, Nathan! Nathan! Nathan!
While she's gone, let's look around the office and see if we can find some files.
File cabinets.
Yep.
All right, so you go to the file cabinet.
Yeah.
You see, like, campers, comma, current.
Okay. Open it up.
You know what we fucked up by? We don't know his last name, and they're not going to have these organized by first name.
Alright, so...
How many kids can there be?
I mean, I feel like I must have figured out his last name, because I'm, like, obsessed with him. Even though it's only been, like, a few hours, I feel like I must have found out.
Okay, what's Edmund's last name?
Do I know his last name? Can I know his last name?
You don't know his last name. He didn't give it to you.
Okay. But can't
there's
I
only,
figure
like,
it out?
50 campers.
Well, here's the thing. You're pretty good. That's a, this sounds like a skill roll.
Okay.
So would you like to use that big old brain of yours?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say that this is a 6.
Okay.
To find Edmund's file in this cabinet in the short amount of time that you have.
And my D10?
Mm-hmm.
7!
Alright, so you start flipping through, and you're like, wait, I know his first name, so you just look for, you flip through looking, it's all like, last name, comma, first initial.
So I'm just like,
looking for E's, looking for E's.
Alright. And, yeah, you find, E period, Wales, W-A-L-E-S, comma, E period.
That's pretty much the end of the alphabet. Are there any other names after Wales?
And so you open it up and you see a picture of Edmund, so you know it's the right one.
Bingo, bingo, guys!
All right!
All you all had to have your picture taken at Star Camp in case any of you get lost.
And how old is he?
How old are you?
I'm 13.
13? He was born in 1995, according to this file.
So he's 14. How many years has he become?
Yeah, does it say how old?
Does not have the information, but you do see, you know, campers, comma, 2008, campers, comma, 2007.
Okay, let's look for the whales all the way through.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do I have to roll again, or?
Here's what I'm going to say. You have time to look for one more of them before the nurse comes back in.
All right, let's just do campers,
2007.
What did you say? 2007?
Because this is only the third year it's been Camp Beyond. It was
right.
Purchased.
But we don't have records from before that.
Nope.
Okay.
All right, let's look at 2007.
Yeah.
Okay. So you open up 2007, flip, Wales, comma, dot, E, period, and you open it up, and you see his birthday is 1993.
Ooh.
Does the Dorian Gray have a different looking picture?
He looks very similar, but he's got blonde hair with, like, frosted tips.
Gross.
Justin Timberlake bullshits.
Yeah.
All right, put the files away!
You hear from in a distance, but if they take the hand, I could get a hook.
All right, so you put the files away and you all leave.
Yeah.
I'd like one of you to roll just to get away successfully, to sneak out without being seen.
It sounds like a flight.
A flight check for sure. Are there groups checks in the system? I
don't know.
I wasn't gonna plan to leave without being seen. I was gonna stick around to.
Okay. So you two.
Yeah.
You two need to run.
Okay.
Let me just do a quick look here.
I'm not great at flight. That's a D4 for me, dog.
Same for me.
I'm really good at flight. D20.
Yeah. Alright, well, ooh, when it comes time to punch the nurse, and that time will come.
Oh no,
you
it's gonna be Edmund. Edmund's getting thrown through that tree. They're gonna find
there
him hanging by his undies on the tree.
Both of you just go ahead and roll me a check to escape flight or anything else that you can conceive of for using to get out of here.
I'm going to use Charm just because it's a little bit better for me.
You're going to talk your way out?
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to this broad. I'm going to be in flight. 11.
Okay.
2.
All right. So your flight succeeds. You two are able to get out without having to talk to Moonbird.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm just going to take it.
You need those stitches removed one way or another.
Don't we all?
So she removes the stitches and also pours a bunch of hydrogen peroxide on it.
And I don't make a sound, because I have a grit of 20, and I'm just like...
Roll me that 20. I'm going to need a roll of 8 or higher to not make a sound as this hydrogen peroxide is poured over your nasty-ass weird...
13.
All right. Stoically sit there.
I will be holding the bandages for the nurse to continue working on my first aid skills.
She says, you know, Nathan, you can scream if you want to. That's just your spirit's way of healing itself.
Oh my god!
So, like, his crystals, like, heal you, right?
They can, yeah.
So,
crystals have lots of power.
What would it do?
Nothing good.
It would kill you.
Mm. What if it's small, though? They make them small.
It would shred up your intestines and murder you.
A lot of stuff.
How many things have you pooped out?
Like, quite a few pennies. Quite a few.
There are no sharp edges on pennies, though.
That's why I asked. I'm smart.
Nathan, under no circumstance should you eat a crystal.
I don't plan to, but I just, you know, you gotta ask these things to know.
If you ever feel like eating a crystal, Nathan, just don't. But if you still feel like it, try shoving one up your butt. Oh, and then imagine that going through the rest of your body.
Make sure it has a flared base, though. It needs a flared base.
Now, please, kindly ascend to dinner.
Does she drop a namaste, too?
Namaste. I thought she was going to say meditate on it. If you want to eat a crystal,
meditate on it.
All right, so, you guys have escaped. What's the plan now? Edmund is going to be waiting for you at the kissing tree after dinner.
Yep.
Oh, I'm ready.
Is it going to be all four of you or just you?
I assume I'm going with you.
You can come if you want, but I got it.
I want to see this.
I'm a ride or die bitch.
So,
We can hide in the bushes or something.
On the way to the kissing tree, I'm also going to go to the javelin pit and grab a javelin.
Mm-hmm. They're not going to let you take a javelin out of a javelin pit. I tried to hide one.
Everyone's at dinner and there's no one to stop.
They don't know.
You're so
I'm a fucking
nice
beast.
To this camp.
I am a fucking beast right now. I am so angry because I don't know what's going on, but it ain't good. And I don't like being made a fool of.
You had a plan. Your one true peen, you were going to share true love's kiss. And he's ruined that. Ruined it.
So I'm going to start approaching the tree. Is he already there?
He's not there yet.
No. Okay.
Did you get a javelin?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I got one too then. I want a javelin.
Yeah, you grab a javelin. Nathan?
I don't touch him. I'm not allowed.
Wow. Right.
Nathan's already been hit by vampires.
Do you grab a javelin, Hector?
Nope. I am watching. All
right. I feel like I'm going to sit back because I want to watch him approach the tree.
All right. What are we doing? We're going to like, hide in the
We need to hide. Yeah, we need to not be visible so he thinks that this is for Gwen.
All right. So we're going to hide somewhere where we think.
Let's climb up in the tree.
No, we'll fall out.
That's the point. On 10.
I'm going to hide somewhere within javelin throwing distance.
Plus, there's a rumor if you climb the kissing tray, you'll get, like, splinters in your peen.
You'll get tree herpes.
So you're all hiding?
Yeah.
Yeah. In Soviet, well, in Soviet camp, kissing tree kiss hide, you.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to come out when he's there, but okay. I want him to be there first, because that's the best way to scare him. Otherwise, like, he's approaching me, and it's just not the... It's not the look I want for this situation, because
okay.
I am going to rage.
Gwen's kind of turning into our mom a little bit here.
What did you say? I hold up your javelin to your neck.
This entire thread of Gwen is just developing beautifully.
All right, so I'm going to need everybody to hide, so... what skill are you using to hide?
Charm, obviously.
I guess brains.
And I'm going to say that this,
can
is,
I flight
this
that?
Is a 10.
Oh, jeez. Can I fly to hide?
Yeah.
I just, got a 10.
You're running away?
Oh, 5. That's okay, though.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Where
yeah.
Okay.
All
right.
I got a 10.
So, success. What are you using?
I mean, it's got to be charm or grit. Those are the only two that I have that go over.
Use some
10.
Brains.
Well, no, because dice explode. So if you use your use your 4 skill and you roll a 4, you roll again. If you roll another 4, you roll again.
So D4 is 25% chance of exploding.
So what skills did people use?
I used brains.
Flight. I used brains.
I used flight.
Yeah, you can use any skill if you can tell me how you're using it. Flight, brains, I can see
you could use grit to try and climb a tree. Or
that's
hide
valid.
In the water.
I think I will use...
You can hide up a tree, sure.
Grit, because I'm a climber.
Yeah. So you're climbing that tree and just folding up in there?
Yeah.
Monkey.
Maybe not that tree, maybe the next tree.
Trees over here, okay.
10.
Perfect. So you threw your head in...
So I'm just going to kind of... I'm going to, like, fake hide, but I assume he'll see me.
You hear a voice behind you. Are you hiding from me, Bright Eyes?
Oh! No, not at all. Should we walk to the tree together?
Are you okay? You seem angry.
I am great. A-okay. Fantastic.
You don't seem like the same Gwen who so cavalierly put my hand upon her bosom earlier this evening.
I'll show you what kind of Gwen I am. Let's go over to the tree.
Why are you holding a javelin?
Oh, this is just my walking stick.
Gwen, before we go to the tree, there's something I need you to know.
What's that?
I don't know if I want to tell you. You just are radiating such intense hatred right now.
I mean, my dear, whatever is it that you could tell me? I'm so curious.
I think I'm just going to go.
What's your charm?
Okay, yeah, you're going to have to roll me a charm for him to just not bail.
Okay.
I'm going to say this is going to be an 8.
Okay. I got 4.
He's like, I'm just going to, just come, you know, let's try this again tomorrow. I don't know what's going on, but...
No, I'm coming out.
No, I'm not going to let him go. I'm going to be like, no, we got to talk. And I'm going to grab him by the lapel, and I'm going to drag him over to the tree.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take the javelin, and I'm going to stab it into his shirt so he's stuck against the tree. I'm like, let's talk.
Roll me a fight.
Yes.
Yes.
I've been waiting for that.
10.
You hit him against the tree into his clothing.
I've come out of the brush.
So, some details have come up about you. Not quite sure how old you are. So why don't you start with that? How old are you?
When were you born?
What year?
Why would you use the term bosom if you're 14?
I mean, he is.
Aren't you that Hector kid?
Yeah, I am.
Hey, we're the ones asking the questions here. What year were you born? Are you a vampire? Hurry!
What?
Go!
I'm not a vampire.
What year were you born?
1995.
Funny, because we looked at your file, and it said 1993. It also said 1995. Which one is it? Which one is it? Are you going to answer?
Sorry, I'm having a really hard time.
You are delightfully intimidating. I love this.
I don't know what to do, and I'm uncomfortable, so I'm just making owl sounds.
There's an owl right
there. There's an owl right there.
That's why I don't allow.
An owl flaps.
Corny owl trying to find a mate.
He says, okay, fine, I wasn't born in 1995.
What year were you born?
1909.
Damn!
What the...
Are you actually a vampire?
Yeah, are you a vampire?
No.
Who said that?
Don't worry about it. Are you a vampire?
No, I'm not a vampire.
Then why are you an old fucking man in a goth-looking kid body?
Well, that's what I was trying to tell you. I was hoping it'd be more romantic than this, but...
You're some sort of weird-ass pedophile. It doesn't matter.
I'm not a pedophile.
You're 1909. You were born in 1909. Your brain...
I'm 15.
Your body could be 15, but you are over 100.
15 forever. I've been 15...
For 85 years. We get it. The point is, you have the brain.
I was going to say 100.
And as the clouds part and the moon comes out, his skin starts to sparkle. He's like, this is what I was going to show you.
Uh-huh.
What does that mean? You're a fucking club kid? What?
You like glitter? Everyone loves glitter.
You glitter ghost?
Are you familiar with the movie Twilight?
That movie sucks.
You mean the one with Robert Pattinson?
Really?
My one... True love? My OTP? For reals?
Uncle Jacob is hot.
Yes, that Twilight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, do you know Robert Pattinson?
I don't know Robert Pattinson. However, in 1988, there was a camper here named Stephanie Morgan, and we fell in love.
In 1988? Weren't you like 70?
I was 15.
No, you weren't. Because you were born in 1909. It doesn't matter what you look like.
And we fell in love, and she didn't care that I sparkled under the moonlight. And then she left. And then 20 years later, those fucking books came out.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's a billionaire or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still stuck here.
Feeling up 14-year-old girls. What the fuck is wrong with you, pedophile?
I didn't want to feel her up. She put my hand on her boob.
Because I thought you were
like
14.
I just wanted to hold hands and maybe kiss at the end of summer.
I mean, if you're as old as you say you are, like, aren't you, like, super horny by now? Like, I'm only 13 and I am horned up. And you are, like, a billion years old and you just want to hold
but
hands?
Maybe he's like a Mortimer.
You're older than,
like
my
brother
grandpa.
Mortimer's asexual.
All right, I emerged in the bushes at this point. All this talk about age aside, what happened with you last year with Kristen or the year before with whatever girl you were hitting on then?
Yeah, what happened with Kristen?
Also, he just admitted he was in love before you, so he's a lying pedophile.
Liar.
All you did was hold hands and kiss.
Yeah. You said you've never done that before, fucking liar. I don't care if you're a vampire or not.
You're still a liar.
Liar. Lying vampire.
Liar, liar, vampire. Fire.
Have you ever sucked anybody's blood?
Yeah, you got fangs. I want to see your fangs.
I've never sucked anybody's blood. I don't need fangs. Look. I'm a devout Christian and I want to have sex before marriage. But since I'm perpetually 15, I'm never going to get married.
Well, how are you perpetually 15?
Yeah, what happened in 1935?
24.
Whatever.
34.
34.
24. 25. 72. 1924. 11, 1924. My brains are a D. Oh,
10
is embarrassing.
Me too.
My family lived in a cabin here outside of Mount Shasta.
Which is going to explode.
Me and my brother, Yakov.
What?
Yakov!
I told you I pushed Hector.
What did you tell me?
Yakov is probably bullshitting too.
Okay, did you say Yakov is a 1900-year-old vampire?
No, because that's a ridiculous thing to say. No one would say that. But it's a normal thing to say. Oh, maybe Yakov is up something too.
Anyway,
Yakov and I were in the woods. We were trying to hunt some rabbits.
Were you yakking off?
Why does Yakov have an accent and you don't?
That's not his real accent.
Of course! That's why he's supposed to keep it together.
Is that his real name?
Yeah, it's his name, Edmund and Yakov.
Are you guys... Anyway.
Anyway, what happened in 1924? You were hunting rabbits.
Mm-hmm. We're hunting rabbits.
And up from the ground from a bumbling crude. You get that joke, right, Edwin?
Yeah, I watched that show when it came on in the 1960s. We were blinded by a sudden bright light. Suddenly there was this doorway in midair.
And you were wrapped up.
Glowing doorway. This guy stepped out in a white lab coat. It said DARPA on it.
You expect us to believe you could read in 1909?
1924. Wait. Yeah.
Anyway, he put this strange spherical device in the ground. It started beeping. Me and my brother, we had never seen anything like it to beep like that. At the time, we'd never seen an electronic before.
Oh, shit. Yakov's a werewolf.
Jacob and Edward.
Oh, my fucking God.
Go on.
Anyway, the guy stepped back into his weird doorway and disappeared. Me and my brother went over and started poking it with our rifles.
Right, because that's the best use for rifles is to poke things, I'm sure.
Need a lot of judgment from you.
You've been trying to seduce teenage girls for 80 years. Yeah, there's a lot of judgment coming your way.
Anyway, we poked it and there was a brilliant flash of light. Next thing you know, we're sitting there on the ground sparkling.
Mm-hmm. Right, as one does.
And we go home.
Mm-hmm.
It was weird. We told our mom about it. Mm-hmm. She scolded us for telling tales.
That's fair.
She canned our hide with the switch that we had to go get.
Mm-hmm.
1924 type shit, yeah.
However, the following week, when we tried to go to the market, our pickup truck got about a mile away from our house, and we were slammed into the back of the cab. The truck stopped, and it felt like we were being crushed. Turns out, we can't leave.
How far can you go from here?
Roughly 1.5 miles.
What do you do during the rest of the year when there's no camp?
We have a little shack.
Is it a love shack? Do you get that reference too?
Yeah, I live through Love Shack.
Is your tin roof rusted right now?
Also, you said you'd never seen an electronic, but you had a pickup truck.
Pickup truck's not an electronic. It's an internal combustion engine. There's a difference.
I think she's got you there.
You don't call an alarm clock a truck.
I don't think there were electronics.
I don't think there were pickup trucks in 1924.
Did it have lights? How did they drive without lights?
I mean, not too many people had pickup trucks.
Anyway.
It was like
we
a...
We have to do research for this.
It's gonna it was like... I mean, a headlamp is not an electronic. That's just... It's just a light. I'm talking about things with
lights.
Circuits. I know they're circuits now. Because we've caught up.
So...
Look, every year, me and my brother come to this camp. And it's the best 2 months of our life. Of our year.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I don't... I'm just saying, if this is the
and
best
yeah,
2 months of his life.
I like to sometimes, whenever I see an extra pretty young lady.
Alright, cool your dad.
I like to have a camp romance, and of course it can't last. I can't come visit after camp.
Why can't you ever see them the next year at camp?
Because they ask why I didn't write. They ask why I didn't call.
Why can't you write?
Or call.
We don't have a postal box.
Our
shack is
off
the grid. We don't even have a phone line.
I'm hearing a lot of excuses here.
Well, my curiosity is, so you've been doing this for 80 years or so.
You'd think you'd be better at it.
You would think that maybe your priorities would be a little different than being a fucking pedo. You know? Like, maybe you try and figure out how to get yourself out of this situation instead of taking advantage of young women that you have 85 years on.
Look,
just
in the 1940s, DARPA came into this area.
Mm-hmm.
They captured me and my brother.
Mm-hmm.
They did all sorts of experiments on us.
And then let you go?
We escaped.
Oh.
Back to our shack in the woods.
And you can only go a mile and a half away from here.
We've got a 3-mile diameter that we can...
They couldn't find you in a 3-mile diameter.
So...
There's a lot of stuff that's not adding up.
My character is pretty intuitive.
Yeah? You want me to roll something for that?
I want to use my intuitive power.
Mm-hmm.
Which I forget how it works. But I think it's really cool.
I also just want to clarify that
may
these
spend one adversity token
off.
To ask the GM about your surroundings, an NPC, or the like. The GM must answer honestly.
Okay. I have many adversity tokens. I would be one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've put this together yet, but these titties are off the table now, buddy. Bucko.
Gwen, I am so proud of how assertive you're being right now.
Do I feel like he's legit?
I'm gonna do an inside check.
This is a power of his. He can ask me. He can spend an adversity point to ask me a question about an NPC, and I have to answer honestly.
Okay.
Was he?
What percentage of bullshit is he selling?
If I want to ask a specific bullshit, what a.
Is his preying on young girls necessary for his survival?
I mean, clearly not.
That's a freebie, of course not. No.
Okay.
So while you're thinking, do you drink blood?
No, we've been over this. I'm not a vampire. My brother is not a werewolf.
Do you have to eat food?
Yes.
What happens if you don't eat food?
I die, I guess.
Why wouldn't you just want to die at this point?
Yeah. You're telling me DARPA never tried to starve you?
Yeah, they starved us. It sucked.
This dude's never even been to McDonald's.
Do you know how to reverse the changes that have happened to you so you can age normally?
No, they couldn't find a way to do it.
Oh, so DARPA was trying to figure that out.
Apparently.
What's the weirdest thing you found? Is the lake serpent real?
It's just a penis rock. But
you've been in the same 3 miles for 85 years.
Yeah.
Technically, 3 miles times
high. Yeah, I was in a DARPA facility about 2 miles that way, at any points.
You
know what the craziest shit is? Is the guy who put that little spherical device in the 1920s?
Mm-hmm.
I saw him in the 1960s.
Hey, that direction he pointed in, was that direction about that weird door we found?
Not directly, but ish.
Right. Wait, if you can only go a mile and a half, how did you go 2 miles that way?
It's a mile and a half. There's a center point.
Yeah. We're off center. Right.
Yeah.
Fine. Great. Good. Do I get the feeling he was? Do I think he's really was he trying to hurt Gwen?
I would say that you. I would say that he is not trying to hurt Gwen. However, he did not care if he did hurt Gwen.
All right, valid.
He was just
feeding
on. He was just looking for his little summer connection. You know, like spending time with a lady.
So he does. He's not like a true energy vampire. Like okay. So he just sucks. He just sucks.
Yeah. He's just a selfish twat, like a 15-year-old boy is.
I'm right here.
Although he seems, I don't know. Maybe Gwen, he'd be healthier to hook up with than Mark.
I don't think Gwen being with anybody is probably a good idea.
No, I agree.
I think it's better for her to love. Have unrequited love at this point, because I think she'll just implode when she actually is with somebody.
Well, Gwen, this is your guy. What do you want to do?
I mean, what else are we going to do at summer camp? Let's try and figure out how to fix this guy.
Yeah, how about
you fix him like a
new DARPA, like a cool DARPA facility at some point, and we do some poking around.
Yeah, let's go see if we can find some records or something at that old DARPA building.
He says, a bunch of scientists couldn't save me.
Were they trying to save you?
Or were they just studying you and your lying brother?
I mean, that was a long time ago.
They didn't even have Nintendos then.
Why?
Or internet.
We could do it. We could definitely do it.
I think so.
How long ago was this were you captured by DARPA?
In the 80s, right?
Yeah,
I was in there from the 1940s to the 1960s.
Holy. Then how were you watching...
We had a TV.
Oh, okay.
They had us in rooms.
Oh. When did DARPA leave?
Did DARPA leave?
it may have been less that we escaped, more that they just gave up on us.
Uh-huh.
That's sad. Not even the scientists want to continue poking at the immortal.
So the last...
Like a slap in the face.
Yeah, so do you, like, heal or anything? Like, if we stabbed you with this javelin, would,
No, I would bleed. I can get injured. I just can't get older.
Kind of like Nathan, to be honest.
So they never, like, tried to chop him off a toe or something to see if it grew back?
Oh, this is fascinating, I poke him.
It hurts when you do that.
He's not jiggly. He's not jiggly like the.
No, they never cut any of our body parts off.
All right. Well, Gwen, what do you want? Your call.
I mean, I think. So, who was the last person you talked to from DARPA? Do you know of anybody that might still be alive?
From the 60s?
Yeah.
I mean, whoever it is, they're probably dead by now or old or.
Is there anybody else who keeps coming back to this camp year after year? Also, how come these two don't remember you from.
Yeah, that's a good point. How come we don't remember you? How come
yeah.
the adults don't remember you from year to year?
I mean, we change our appearance every year.
Had the same fucking names.
Yeah, they don't really care.
So yeah, I think let's try and, like, because there's still the DARPA building. I bet there's still some files on the things that they did. And I bet that there's something in there that we can kind of figure out that they couldn't figure
like
out, you know.
Yeah,
that
was, like, so long ago.
It was so long ago, and we're, like, so much smarter than people were back then. So, like, let's solve this.
Yeah, like, that's how we try to add 9 or 15.
Okay, but for our own information, so we know, how much does Yakov suck? Like, should we, like, whoop his ass? Should we avoid him? Is he cool?
I think Yakov is fine because he genuinely tried to warn us about Edmund and his weird pedo ways.
Yeah.
And, like, my main thing is I just don't want Edmund to keep being a pedo. I want him to get out of here. and go live his life and, like, never bother.
He should hook up with the nurse. They're, like, the same age.
He's, true. Like, a ton older than the nurse, but, like...
He'd be, like, a pedo for the nurse.
She is pretty old, but not that old. She's not 100, dude.
She's not
100,
dude. She's
5? So, yeah, let's, it's dark now, right?
Yeah,
all right.
So, do you guys want to head out to the darker building that we found?
No, it's dark. It's scary.
We can do that tomorrow.
Also, I'm hungry. We
okay.
Skip dinner.
Yeah, let's make a plan that we'll make a pack tomorrow. We'll get some sandwiches from Pinto, and we'll head over to the darker building and see what we can find. All right,
we can't tell Pinto where we're going. She's
no, we're just gonna get some sandwiches to get.
Okay,
to go
Mark?
On a hike.
Like, should we just be like, hey, we're going on a
Mark doesn't give a shit about
mission.
What
Mark doesn't
we do.
Notice anything other than Jane.
I mean, to be fair, Jane is kind of hot.
Mark can suck my pee.
What? Alright, so we're going to let this guy go from the tree then? Is what I'm getting out of here? He's still javelin to the tree.
I mean...
You're going to meet us tomorrow, or else we're going to start cutting pieces off of you and see if they regenerate.
It's true. So, we'll meet here tomorrow at 8 a.m. after breakfast.
Cool. Do you know what Pokemon are?
Is he going to come tomorrow?
We're
going to
find out. If not, we're going to go
no,
fucking
I'm
going to
burn
him.
A point.
Yeah, he'll be there tomorrow.
Right. So, I'm just going to annoy the shit out of him for a while about Pokemon and stuff like that.
The rest of us are heading back to our cabin.
Yeah. As we all right. Walk that
so
direction.
You're in cabin 11, right?
But we're cabin 11.
No, we're cabin 7.
Yeah.
Oh.
Maven. Also,
Gwen
how
just
is...
feels this armor building on top of her,
also,
and her heart just closes.
How are there
off.
Only 40 campers and 11 cabins if each cabin holds 4 people?
There's 40 other campers.
Oh, 40 other campers. Huh? You win this round.
But Gwen's going to be pretty shut down for the rest of camp. I don't think she's going to be quite so boy crazy.
Yeah.
She's just gonna be full of rage.
Yeah. As one does.
Yeah. I like that Colleen's like, I don't like exploring this character.
It made me super uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I loved the very natural development of Gwen from boy crazy to just anger monster.
Alright. Hey, you guys wanna swing by the food cabin and get some fruit punch?
I mean, no duh.
All right.
So you head back to the food, to the mess hall, where you're able to get some cups of fruit punch from Pinto.
Mm-hmm.
As you are getting your fruit punch, you hear a guy say, I thought you were with Edmund tonight.
Drop the accent, Yakov. We know.
Know what?
You're a werewolf.
You're born in 1909.
Edmund told you?
Yeah. We're going to try and help you. If you want to come with, we're going to go over to the DARPA building tomorrow after breakfast. 8 a.m. Meet us at the Kissing Tree.
Apparently this is our thing now.
But if it turns out you have fangs, we're going to stake your ass.
It's true.
Fucking Stephanie.
Well, hopefully she won't become a crazy billionaire and then just, like, start spouting a bunch of anti-trans nonsense.
You know, despite the fact that she is a Mormon, she has not done that.
Uh-huh. So, really...
She sleeps in her vault of money.
I can't fault people for making a bunch of money.
Yeah, you can.
I mean,
yeah, you can.
But people... There's rich people and there's rich people who spout off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, of the two...
All right, you all get some rest. Gwen, how do you feel that night as you lay in bed?
Horny. Seething with rage.
Mm-hmm.
Hurt and betrayal.
I just have dreams about, like, stabbing Mark and Edmund and just, like, rampaging through the camp and, like, slashing all the men's genitals off.
I'm right here.
That was a weird one.
What? She's angry. Is that not what you dream about? That's 100% normal. I don't know why. You guys would be squeamish about that. It's not like she really did it. She was just dreaming about it.
But they weren't actually fiends. They were just individual fiend characters that had faces that were screaming, no! Because Gwen has probably not seen a fiend at this point, so she just didn't.
Well, I mean, I've seen, like, my brothers. Like,
okay,
little brothers.
Like, you do have a lot of.
Yeah.
Right, also, so, even without seeing a peen, you see a lot of drawings of dicks from a pretty young age.
But I mean, I know that they're like.
It's true.
Also, you have the internet,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's still 2009. You can see
right.
A lot of peens.
All right.
But I'm saving myself for my OTP.
One true peen.
One true peen. Alright,
yeah.
So. The next morning, you all wake up, you get your sandwiches from
uh-huh.
Pinto. And you see Edmund and Yakov waiting by the kissing tree.
Are they kissing?
They are not kissing.
Alright. Cool, cool.
If you see them next to each other, are they obviously related?
Yes. Yeah, so if you look closer, you're like, oh, wait. There's a lot of similarities between the two of them.
Huh.
So,
yeah, let's head over to the DARPA building.
Edmund's like, hey, I just want to let you know that I'm really sorry how this all went down. It was just supposed to be a fun summer fling.
Yeah, go fuck yourself. Come on, let's go.
Are we helping them?
Yeah.
Or are we pissed at them? I don't
know
what's going on.
Just laughs.
Both. I can be pissed and be helpful.
Yep.
I'll stay on this.
One does not preclude the other.
That's right. There's one thing I've learned after 100 years. Alright. So, Jakob's like, yeah, I'll show you the... We'll show you the way to the, where do you want to go first? You can go to our shack, or you can go to the DARPA... Ruins of the DARPA facility where we're at.
Oh, boy, yeah. I'm sure there's a lot of stuff to find in your...
That's what
shack.
I was thinking. What the hell are we going to find in your shack that is going to be helpful? It's
the remains of the device?
Oh.
Did Edmund not tell you that we still have the remains of the device?
He did not.
Edmund, you fucking idiot.
Or he did, and we didn't listen.
Twilight's arc. Right?
Yeah, I guess. Let's go check out the remains of the device. Did you guys pull it out of the ground, or did it come out of the ground on its own? Or did it
rose up into the air and then just...
Oh, okay, and then... Okay. And
bright
then
light.
Bright
and
light
then you gathered the remains.
And then we sparkled in the moonlight, yeah.
Okay.
All right, let's go look at it.
So, yeah, let's go check it out.
All right, so the six of you head off into the woods... heading around the lake, past the owl refuge.
A legitimate Ooh. Thing.
Yeah. Evan's like, I remember when I helped build those owl refuges a few years ago. It was a camp-wide craft project. First year of Camp Beyond.
Oh. Hmm. What was Camp Beyond like? What was Camp Beyond like before this? Before it became Camp Beyond?
A lot more racist.
That's what I've heard. Dad.
Didn't it have a different name?
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Pretty, you know, stealing a lot from the Native Americans. But, you know, it was a camp. A lot of, you know, camp activities. It wasn't quite as freewheeling as it is now.
So, in all that time, though, there was never, like, a...
Nobody
like
noticed
a Friday the 13th murder guy.
Hmm? Oh, yeah, yeah. It was like in the 80s, but it was only one year.
That's sure. So cool.
I'm sure that'll come back to haunt us.
That'll never be a problem that we encounter.
Oh, yeah, there was that one year Edmund says he looks at his brother with the Sasquatch that came out of the woods. Yeah, I remember that.
Cool.
Oh, yeah, remember that one year where time froze for, like, 3 days straight?
Huh.
That was weird.
You don't get a lot of that weird time stuff anymore. Not like the 80s, and now it happened, like, all of the time.
Yeah, it was New Year's Eve, like, 1979, and then, like, time just froze for, like, a while.
Oh, that's wild.
Yeah, it was just me and Edmund and... You know, we went to the woods and all the animals are frozen and, like, the trees weren't blowing. And anything we touched, though, started moving again. It was weird.
That's crazy.
Where do you get food?
Yeah, where do you get food?
We hunt for it in the woods.
Right. Right.
With what?
With our guns.
How do you get bullets?
We
make them.
Make them?
The camp probably used to have lots of bullets.
And you can remake.
Yeah. You're asking a lot of questions that might expose the flimsy premise that this is based on.
Yeah. Well, let's go see this device that you keep talking about.
Yeah, okay. We
just keep expecting to catch him in more lies.
It's true. All right,
so you head back. So you eventually find your way to... Shack is actually kind of a understatement. It's a cabin in the woods. It's got... you know, two stories, it's got windows, it's got a front porch, you see, like, a rusted out, like, you know, like, Model T-era truck next to it.
This actually looks like a pretty nice place.
At this point, does power run to it?
No, there's no power. Yeah, it's our home whenever we're not at camp.
So bring out that device, let's check it out.
Bring out the device. Device is sleeping.
Yeah, because, like, yeah, I'll run in and get it. So he goes into the cabin.
Cool. Hmm. Knocking on the side of the porch. This is a sick hideout.
Yeah, it's our home. Has been almost 100 years now.
So you guys never got to play any, Nintendo, or...
They didn't have Nintendo when we were in DARPA.
They don't know shit about Pokemon.
What happened to the rest of your family?
Well, my mom got old and died.
Weren't they suspicious?
Dad was dead before the accident, and, then, we obviously never had kids.
Right, because you're two dudes.
Or brothers.
That too.
And neither of us have ever had sex. And Yakov comes out carrying the device. That's about yay big.
Uh-huh.
He says, yeah, this is it.
I'm going to take a look at the device because I've got a little bit... Like, I've got weird knowledge of machinery from my dad.
Mm-hmm. So this is going to be a brains check. And this is going to be a tough one. It's going to be a 13.
Okay. My brains is only a 10, so if I roll a 10,
then
I get to
roll
again.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if I can roll 3 4s. Nope.
Nope.
Seven.
All
right, so you get a point, an adversity token for failing. It's hard to make sense of this.
I had another fail, didn't I?
Yeah,
with my hiding, so that was also one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, I'll take a gander at this thing. Sure is.
What are you rolling?
I guess brains.
Okay, yeah, same. Just 13.
Charming. Yeah, this is a 1. Great.
Yeah, you have no idea.
Colleen, roll a d12.
Ooh, this is certainly something.
Am I rolling a d12?
For her.
Oh, for her. Ten?
Hers is 12, so.
Not plus anything.
No plus.
Well,
we try.
Yeah. But what I will say, and you don't need to make a brain check for it, is you do see a DARPA logo on it, and there is a serial number on it that says PROT-TM-69.
PROT what?
TM.
TM.
Mm-hmm. Slash 69. Dash 69.
Slash. Dash or slash?
Dash 69.
Okay. Well, I'll write that down in my little, I don't know, whatever notebook.
On your kits.
Wherever, yeah. Okay, let's go ahead to that abandoned DARPA building and see what we can find.
Yeah.
Should we take the thing with us?
Might as well.
Sure, why not? Who's got room in their backpack?
I'll carry it.
It's pretty big, right?
Okay.
It's like this big.
Yeah, we'll make them carry it.
Yeah, you guys carry it.
Okay. You hear Yakov lean over to Ed, and he's like, "You didn't tell him about us being virgins, did you?" He's like, "No, of course not."
Even though they went to camp in the 60s, that's...
They went to Darba camp in the
60s. That's true. All
right, so you all make your way through the woods.
Uh-huh.
Edmund and Yakov leading the way.
Are we kind of going back to that same place, or does it feel like a different direction?
It's in that same-ish direction, but definitely not the exact direction.
Okay.
And you head... you kind of... So from where you're at, so you kind of... you were heading out east from the Owl Refuge,
the door
south. You're starting to head south now. But it gets to a point where Edmund's like, "Hey, just to show you I wasn't lying, I can't go any further east from this point." And he just kind of puts his hand up and he touches, like, what looks to be an invisible wall.
I sprint past the wall just in case. Just to see if it'll stop me.
Yeah, you're fine.
Weird.
Can I try to pull him through? Like, wait, let me test. Try to pull him.
Yeah, you push it. It just feels like you're pulling him against the wall. Like, you can't pull him any further.
All right. Noted.
And you just sort of run, like, back and forth.
Yeah.
Taunting them.
Yeah.
Like, "I'm not touching you."
All right, so
you guys aren't really liquid, are you?
No, why?
No reason.
It's a weird question.
We're weird people. I don't know if you can imagine. All
right. So, after another 20 minutes of walking, you come across. You see like a ruined old building. It looks to be a little bigger than a small house. And then you're like, "Well, this is it."
Okay.
Is there a front, like a door, or is it got security cameras or something?
Oh, no, it's security cameras. The door is rotted off. The roof is sagging, but still there.
Windows?
Windows are all busted out.
Let's just, like, peek into the windows before we have to go inside, since they're busted out.
I'm going to grab my flashlight out of my backpack and
turn
that on. And just kind of like look in the building and see what we can see.
All right, so you gonna head in?
No, not yet.
I'm gonna look from the doorway and just.
We're gonna look in through the windows before we
scout first.
Yeah.
Okay.
We learned this, and we learned this from Mark when he was doing our second survival training.
Yeah. All right, so you peek into the windows, the windows that you peek into, you see what looks to be. Some sort of small laboratory. You see, like, lab tables, old Bunsen burners. You see scales, and a small little kitchenette. And then through another window, you see what looks to be a ruined old bedroom with like old football wallpaper on it.
Hmm. I'm surprised a bunch of drug dealers haven't come through and stolen all those scales and stuff.
I immediately run in and start.
Like, the scales are, like, human-sized scales.
Oh.
If I can find, like, beakers or test tubes, I'm going to throw them against the wall.
Are there any file cabinets?
Shh. All right,
so you run in.
I'm just playing.
Hey, knock it off!
As he runs in, he disappears.
Oh, okay.
You find yourself in a room. You see a bunch of men in lab coats.
What year is it?
What year is it to you, too, sir?
One of the vendor lab coats looks to you startled, and he says, "Shit, another one!" And I'm going to need you to roll me a flight check. This will be an 8.
5.
A trank dart sticks into your neck as you look, and you see one of the scientists has pulled a trank gun from his...
Cool.
And then you...
Stitches?
Did he just vanish? I look at the doorway.
Yeah,
you look
at the doorway of the ruined room behind it. He's gone.
I'm going to take Edmund. I'm going to throw him against the wall of the outside of the house. And be like, "What the fuck just happened, dude?"
Throw me a fight check.
Thirteen.
You slam him against the wall. He is actually he comes really close to resisting that. He's like, what? What are you talking about? And then I'm going to need you to make me a flight check.
Okay.
Actually, it could be fight.
Yay. 16.
Okay.
Yakov comes to push you into the door and just bounces off of you. He's like, what the fuck? Are you some sort of linebacker or something?
I'm filled with teenage rage!
Shit, it's a trap.
You two both see this. Of course, she's got, like, Edmund pushed against the wall, and you see Yakov come and try to push her into the door. What do you do?
Sure. It's a trap.
Why are you talking like that?
I don't...
Fucking help me!
so, in this moment, yeah, you've got,
I'm gonna try and,
And I'm going to say, since Sarah's asleep, that Yakov grabs Hector and just throws him into the door.
We need Hector more than ever now.
No! Oh,
his flight is 4, so that probably wouldn't have worked.
Does Hector disappear?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm going to try and maneuver Yakov through the doorway.
Okay. So what I'm going to need you to do is roll me a flight, or fighting him.
Yeah, I don't know how else to get him through. My fight is terrible, though. Actually, I know what I'm going to try to do. I'm going to try to, like, set him up. I'm going to try to, like, do a thing where I'm, like, look like I'm going to stand by the door and, like, taunt him and get him to try and thing me, and then I'll, like...
Okay, so what would you call that?
I want to call it charm, but maybe flight is more reasonable.
I think a case could be made for either.
I'll try the charm in the sense of taunting and...
I'm going to say it's going to be tough. It's going to be 12.
Okay. Question about using adversity tokens.
Mm-hmm.
Do I use those before or after I roll?
After.
Okay. All right. I'm going to try this. I'm going to use all 4 of them to do this.
Okay.
I'll burn them all, baby.
So yeah, you push, you faint Yakov. Like, Yakov sees you standing by the door. He goes before he thinks is, like, the obvious opportunity to, like, get you in there.
Mm-hmm.
And you sort of, like, do a little ole around him, and he goes flying into the door and disappears. So now it's you three and Edmund. Or no, you two and Edmund outside. And you've got Edmund pins against the wall.
I knew we should have brought that javelin. I knew something was weird about this whole situation.
Our friends are in there. We gotta go... save them. So let's, I want to take Edmund and throw him in and then jump in.
Wait, first, Edmund, what is in that thing now?
This is where we grew up.
Why is everybody disappearing?
He says,
I don't want any fucking lies, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Usually, this doesn't happen.
What usually happens?
You seem pretty fucking used to it happening.
What usually happens.
Yeah, what usually happens.
He says, usually I have a nice summer fling, and it's okay.
What usually happens when people go through the doorway, Edmund?
He says,
what usually happens if I cut off your peen?
He says, fine, you want to go through the door? Let's go through the door.
No, I don't want to go through the door. I want to know what happens when you go through the door. When people go through the door, what's on the other side?
Where we grew up.
The same time?
He says it's also when we grew up.
Okay.
I don't want to get stuck in the fucking 40s or wherever. Have to...
Can we get back? Obviously we can, because you're here.
Why are you trying to make us go in there, though?
Making a charm check to get him to answer.
Okay.
I'm going to say this is going to be a 12.
Why are you trying to make us go in there? Oh, 14.
It's like, because you know too much, you know too fucking much.
Well, whose fucking fault is that?
You were the ones that broke into the nurse's office.
Guilty as charged.
I say let's just throw him in there and go get our friends.
Your friends are in there, idiot.
I punch him in the back of the head. With my wussy
Our friends aren't in there?
Because your friends are in there, idiot.
Are in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna go in there and get them.
Oh, take that 4 fight, baby. Ow. Okay, here's what we do. Use him as a human shield. Go in there.
Sounds like a plan.
Alright.
Ready?
No, but let's do it.
Let's go!
Alright, so you manhandle Edmund into the door.
Yep.
You two suddenly are in this lab, and you see...
What year is it, motherfuckers? Bam, bam, bam!
And they say, why does everybody keep saying that? And you see on the floor, with trank darts out of their neck, you see both Nathan and
Hector.
Well, if it was just Nathan, I'd say it's a 50-50 chance they did that to him.
Right?
And you see Yakov with his hands up being like, look, we brought you more subjects, just like you wanted.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we ain't being no subject here.
And the scientists say, what year are you from?
What year are we? What year is it here? I'm not going to live in no 1930s hellhole here.
He says, 1969.
Oh, fuck that. Nice, though.
nice.
We're from 40 years in the future.
We can come to some accord here. This doesn't need to end... badly.
All we want to do is not live in the 60s. So why don't you let us take our friends on the ground and we'll go back to our time.
And you can keep your subjects and keep them from being fucking pedos in the future.
One of the scientists says, Edmund, Yakov, you both boys go to your room this instant. One of them is like, I am 60 years old.
No, you're 100 years old. Dumb.
Yeah, how does that work in the 60s? Cause
you don't age backwards, fucker.
Maybe they can't afford it.
Get to your rooms.
Fine.
You know, Bright Eyes, it could have been a good summer.
I heard he has a small peen. I say really loud.
Say it.
That's what Kristen said when we talked to her.
It was like, you talked to Kristen?
Yeah.
She said your peen was
she said
tiny.
You have tiny peen.
She didn't see my peen. How would she know?
She 100% saw your peen.
Girls can figure that out.
They can?
Yeah.
You dumb. Get out of here.
I feel like we were needlessly cruel there.
So Edmund and Yakov... Like,
he's 100 years old. He should fucking know better.
Edmund and Yakov go back into their bedrooms and shut the door.
Okay.
So the scientist says, so we've got ourselves a little situation here.
We do. Seems like the easiest solution is we'll take these two and we'll just head back home. And won't bother you anymore. I'm also looking around. Is there a dart gun just laying around somewhere?
No, I have a dart gun just laying around. There is one trained on you.
So.
How about this? We have some questions for you.
We can't tell you anything about the future.
Well, then you can't leave.
I do have one thing to say about
it. We don't want to change the time stream continuum something. Also, this is bullshit.
In the future, we do have the ability to time travel. And if you don't let us go... people are going to come after us, and you guys are going to be real fucked. So it's probably just...
He says,
just
bullshit,
missed.
You're from 2009.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're here, aren't we? Clearly, people in the future have the ability to time travel.
No, we have the ability to time travel.
Yeah, you...
And if you have the ability to try and time travel, then so do we. Stupid.
We just have one question for you.
Fine.
You can
what?
Leave.
Okay, all right, fine. One question.
Who's the U.S. president?
In 2009? Mm-hmm.
Barack Obama.
It's Barack Obama.
Was it Barack Obama?
Yeah, it was 2008.
We were still.
Good thing we didn't ask Nathan.
Nathan's like Mariah Carey.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's right.
Time flies when you're having fun.
2008 was when we finished with the Bush.
Yeah.
They kind of lean in and murmur to each other. If you want to try to listen...
Oh, yeah!
Yeah.
I will say...
I'm all out of adversity, though, Ben. Sure about that.
I don't... Let's say it's a 6, and you could use... I'm still a little unversed in these skills.
Yeah.
And,
just trying. Is flight, like, a stealth-type skill?
Let me look up these skill descriptions.
Grit, because I'm like really
tenacious.
Yeah, or brains, because I'm.
Yeah, I'm just gonna say it's more interesting if you hear a little bit. So you hear this sort of like a murmur, and then you hear Branch 16 seems to have been a success. Murmur.
Branch 16. I don't know what that means.
Okay, flight is how fast you are. Fight is good in combat. Bronze, brute strength. Brains, how book smart. Charm, socially adept. Grit, how hard to break. And these are really about listening in.
Stealth or listening. Yeah, all right.
All right. You four can go.
Thank you.
But you tell anybody about this.
Yes, yeah, we're dead. I know. You ain't the first old man to threaten me.
Oh no, you won't be dead. You'll never have existed.
If we see Hector or Yakov again, you better hope that we never exist.
You mean Edmund?
Edmund.
Or, sorry. Yeah.
Hector's your friend.
Yeah, sorry. I was thinking about how I wanted to get Hector out of here. Edmund or Yakov, then we're going to make sure that they wish that they had never been born.
He says we're going to send Edmund and Yakov back, because otherwise it would raise a lot of questions at camp. But they won't be a problem. You don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
Adding to my feud list, Edmund, Yakov, DARPA scientists from 1969.
Nice. All right. Okay, and so I'll grab.
So what's their actual age? What did we work it out to?
We were 100.
They're 100.
Assuming they didn't time travel through any of those years. All right, I'll grab Nathan and be like.
I'll grab Hector. I'm going to fireman carry him out because I'm wicked strong with my rage.
Wow.
All right, so...
Hector's older than you.
Yeah, I'm really strong.
All right, so you four escape back into the woods. You drag out Hector and Nathan. Nathan, you come to...
Why'd we leave? They had so much cool shit. You see those dart guns?
Why don't you go back then? I'm getting the heck out of here.
I did. They shot you with one of those dart guns. See? I point to his dart wound in there.
It's still there.
Yeah. I kept the dart for you.
Yes.
Alright, so you guys start to head back into the woods. As you do, you hear a rustling behind you. As you all crouch down, you see the four of yourselves plus Edmund and Yakov approaching the house.
Oh shit. Don't go in.
Yes, you say that?
It's a trap. No, I guess not, because I'm like,
oh. Let's just hide. That's their problem.
I don't want to interfere.
Yeah.
I don't want it to happen again.
Yeah.
Can we stop the timeline? I
didn't take a class in time travel velocity.
But also, then we would have two of us, so I guess we let it happen?
Yeah, you see them peeking in the windows, and you see... Nathan run into the door.
Yeah, I kind of want to see myself throw Edmund against
the door. We high five when that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, you watch yourself throw Edmund. You see the Olay tricked, And then finally the last of you goes inside the door.
What a dick.
I'm such a majestic bitch.
Why are you so strong?
Rage.
Teenage rage.
Rage and hormones. Okay, well, I think it's time to head on back, guys.
Yes.
What's it, lunchtime?
Did you kill the vampires?
They weren't... No.
No.
We sent them to their... They got sent to their rooms, which is worse.
So cool.
We're going to stay away from them for the rest of camp.
Your brother's in a room with them, though.
It's true. What if they want revenge on your brother? You have to, tell them.
What if
Morty's going to stay out of their way. He doesn't give a shit about other people. He's just going to have his nose in a video game the whole time.
But they might have a shit about him.
Well...
It's just them and, some chick. That's all the people in that room. Stephanie. No relation, I'm sure.
Well, just tell Morty to stay away from them. We don't have to give him details.
All right, so you head back to camp. As you get back, you see it's lunchtime. People are gathering in the mess hall. And you see at a table with Morty, Edmund, and Yakov.
I'm just gonna go.
Yeah, stink eye.
You do that?
Yeah.
And when he looks up, he's like, "Do I know you?"
No.
Okay. Morty's like, "That's my sister. She's a real bitch."
I am a real bitch, so you better not fuck with me or my family.
So if they erased the old version, no one's ever touched your boot.
He's got a point.
That's fine.
All right, so you all go get some sandwiches and some red fruit punch. You have yourself a nice little victory dinner as Morty talks about Pokemon with Edmund and Yakov, who just sit there, like, robotically eating their sandwiches and nodding along.
And now we have a dart.
And that is where we'll end today's session.
Oh. Woo!
Yay!
I win.
You win because you got darted in the neck?
Like, I feel like, in general, all this stuff just plays out the way he would want it to. Like, he's pretty happy.
The way
kid.
Stitches
shit's
wants
weird.
To.
Like, yeah.
Crazy
like,
thing.
He hasn't had anything really bad happen to him.
It's only the second session.
I think Gwen is just like absolutely crestfallen because she's just—I mean, she's a normal teenager where she's just like up and down, up and down. But this is like extreme. This is intense for adults.
Yeah.
And this is, like, ridiculous for her.
It's a lot, yeah.
It's some would argue maybe too much. I think Gwen's gonna need to have some therapy later.
I think she'll probably
She's never gonna trust
I mean, by the end of this campaign, all y'all's characters gonna need some therapy.
But yeah, she's gonna be that